This year, the newly Democratic-controlled state legislature passed a record number of 900-plus bills. Since then, Governor Andrew Cuomo and his counsel's office have been plowing through the fine print, deciding which ones to approve, which to reject, and which ones might need some tweaks to make them actually carry out what the sponsors intended. One that is still languishing is a measure known as the Child Safe Products Act. It would outlaw the sale of toys and other children's products like car seats and bedding that can contain over 100 harmful and toxic substances. Supporters, including Kate Carrera of Environmental Advocates of New York, says it's a common sense bill.
Asbestos and lead and formaldehyde just don't belong into products that go in kids and children's mouths.
She says the bill existed for 10 years in the legislature before Democrats gained control of both chambers and passed it unanimously last April, but it still hasn't been sent to the governor.
It hasn't been sent to the governor's desk as of yet. We are certainly nervous that there could be a veto in relation to that bill.
The chemical industry has successfully sued other states that have attempted to adopt similar laws on the grounds that the restrictions are inconsistent with federal law. A source in the Cuomo administration says they are seeking a chapter amendment because the bill is technically flawed and would also outlaw chemicals that might be added for safety, like flame retardants, inserted into internal parts of toys that are inaccessible to children. A spokesman for the governor, Jason Conwell, says that the toxic toys bill and other legislation remain under review. But he says the council's office and division of the budget are working to ensure the bills as written are responsible, enforceable, and accomplish their intended purpose. Other measures were vetoed in recent days, including a bill to ban a type of pesticide that's been linked to harmful health effects for children. The governor said that measure was technically flawed, but he instead ordered his Department of Environmental Conservation to ban the substance by 2021. Another bill to regulate the hemp and CBD market in New York was amended through an agreement with the legislature, and for now will leave off details of how to regulate CBD-infused food and beverages. Cuomo officials say they hope to make it through most of the remaining 100 or so bills before the end of the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.